Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment, I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer, and yes, we are the only two listening to the rest of this week's show.
Well, yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
That's all right. We enjoy it.
Yeah.
All right. Stephanie Davis is riding along with us. This is The Spotted Ass.
She was out, she explained, from Manhattan. Had long wanted to visit the West. "Well, ma'am, mighty glad you could make it," he said, pulling his skull from his vest. They'd both chanced to sit at Gert's counter, this chic, couth, and cultured young lass, and the old packer Roy, who said, "I'm from Dubois. I'm here to show my spotted ass." She patted her lips with her napkin. No words came to mind, apropos. So she sniffed and she coughed, held her eyebrows aloft, and ventured a tentative, "Oh?" "Well, I don't mean to sound like I'm bragging," he said as he pinched off a chew, "but last year mine won confirmation and placed in agility, too. Of course, it takes time and training," he added. "That well-muscled look don't come free. But for balance and working in tandem, mine's the pair, ma'am, that you ought to see." "Really?" she managed to sputter while smoothing her hair into place. Her manicured nails drummed her Gucci. If only she'd thought to pack mace. But just then Gert came by with coffee and said, "I'll be right with you, hun." And the New Yorker part of her rallied. This little exchange was not done. She inhaled, threw back her shoulders. A street-hardened gleam filled her eyes. And forcing a smile, she leaned toward him and said in a voice world-wise, "We've clubs in New York for such hobbies. I went once with my friend Elaine. All sizes and shapes pranced before us in black leather harness and chain. We threw dollar bills at our favorites, mine being two twins, Chip and Dale. Not many were what I'd call spotted. In fact, most were really quite pale." "Albinos," he gasped. "Weren't you lucky? I've only seen one in my life. A cute little thing that could bray on command. Belonged to the minister's wife. She was proud of it too, let me tell you. And much as her husband allowed, she showed it at fairs and conventions. And afterward posed for the crowd. Why, it must be a movement of some sorts. I just read in yesterday's Post how throughout the boroughs exposure is up. Some spots in the Bronx more than most. Oh, they're popular, all right," he nodded. "I hear Oprah's got herself a pair. And last year out on the campaign trail, our governor kissed his fair share. I must say," she replied, "it's intriguing, this subculture you belong to. And I hate to admit, but those spots upon yours are, well, something I'd quite like to view." "Ma'am, I'd be honored," he answered. "My trailer's parked just outside. What say you and me postpone breakfast and I show you one well-spotted hide?" "Why not?" she said after a short pause. "There can't be much harm in one glance. This could be one exciting vacation. And to think poor Elaine went to France." And so out the cafe they headed. And though no one witnessed the thing, Roy drove out of town with a shiner and his prize-winning ass in a sling. "Tourists," he said to his packer friend Ted, "that's one bunch it's best to let be. But should you get tangled with one, for gosh sakes, don't breathe a word about your stud fee." Think of them as a coiled rattler. Don't be fooled by their manners or class. And when one of them starts into swinging her purse, duck first and then cover your ass.
Oh, see, that is just masterful writing. Absolutely.
What a... What a talent.
What a talent, you bet. Yeah. And, you know, Margot used to produce those Bardi roundups where she put all those classic poems on there. And I begged Margot to put the spotted ass on that, on at least one of those.
At least.
And she came really close.
One time,
yeah.
She almost weakened.
She never weakened. Nope, she just said, yeah, I just can't. And this will be a show that, will be in the archives, but not for long. So,
oh dear,
yeah.
Oh dear.
So, speaking of clutching pearls, you know, of course, Pat Richardson is the king of the pearl clutching poetry. But
yes.
Pat and Yvonne and a whole bunch of us, DW, were all standing around one time after a performance, and we were talking, and Yvonne was talking about prolapse.
Okay.
Glenn had texted her a picture of a prolapse that he had repaired.
And, of all things.
Yeah. And I mean, it was a dandy prolapse. Well, anyway, we were all standing around, and there was one poet who actually did not have the background to be writing cowboy poetry, but wrote anyway, and didn't do a bad job.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, this poet asked Yvonne, said, he says, you know, I'm kind of embarrassed here. He says, I don't even know what a prolapse is.
Uh-huh.
As, can you explain it to me? Well, Yvonne pulls up the picture and says, I'll do one better. And sticks this in front of his face, and he started gagging and retching, and we didn't see him for a little while after
that. I was hoping you was going to say that Pat Richardson decided to explain to him what a prolapse was.
Oh, no. Yvonne says, he retched. Yeah,
huh?
Just brought the picture up, turned around, showed it to him, and he just, that's disgusting. He had a double-fisted, triple-strand, pearl-clutching moment.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I thought it was hilarious.
No doubt.
But his reaction was really quite shocking to
why isn't there a poem about this?
Well, there needs to be. I will remind Yvonne.
Yeah.
It's her poem to
her
write.
Picture,
it
her
is.
Poem.
It's her poem to write. So I'll remind her about that.
You do that.
Yeah. It's like I got to keep reminding Gary McMahon to write the llama roping poem.
Exactly. That's a career ender right there.
That's a double strand, triple strand, double fisted, pearl clutching story.
In its
own right. Yeah.
What a great story.
It is. It's hilarious. He says, now, I have talked to Gary since, and he has said, I have at least come up with the title.
Oh, has he?
Yeah. He's going to call it the Dalai Lama.
Apropos.
Yep. And that's not one we're not going to talk about that on the radio.
Yeah, but it's funny.
Well, it is. It's hilarious. But anyway.
Yes.
Any kind of potty humor, you know, can turn into a pearl clutcher.
Well, absolutely.
Like you and the fart machine.
Oh, dear. Yeah, I Boy, we had some fun, didn't we?
We did.
We had some fun.
And, of course, we took that fart machine to some of the most inappropriate gatherings,
yes.
You know, an awards ceremony, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
Yeah, made it to there. Uh-huh. But Mike Fleming of... of New West, you know, we were just laughing and we were having such a good time. And Mike Fleming said, "I've not laughed this hard and this long since junior high."
Exactly. Well, and he played it up too.
He did too.
He grabbed his old belly.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just don't feel. I'm just not feeling very well. I know. We need to end the show.
Oh man.
Yeah, Bill Bargwick's riding along with us. Don't pet the dog.
Your girl asks you home to meet Mama and Dad. She says she thinks you're real nice, but there's trouble ahead and you'll wish you were dead if you don't take some friendly advice. Don't pet the dog. Don't pet him whatever you do, 'cause he ain't been fixed and he knows some tricks that'll sure make a fool out of you. Don't pet the dog. He gets it confused with romance. Just leave him alone, or the next thing you know, he'll be asking your ankle to dance. Well, you say it's okay. Just push him away. What's his name? Does he sit up and beg? You try to be cool, but you look like a fool with a dog making love to your leg. So don't pet the dog. He'll piddle all over your shoe. He ain't been fixed, and he knows some tricks that'll sure make a fool out of you. So don't pet the dog. He gets it confused with romance. Just leave him alone, or the next thing you know, he'll be asking your ankle dance. Don't pet the dog.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Probably the very last
Clear Out West radio show that anybody will ever tune into.
That's right.
But every once in a while, you know, that junior high mentality.
Exactly.
It just comes up and we can't help ourselves.
Well, you know, and I come down with the grunts. From that show.
Right. Cousin Mary sent us the pig and she called him bacon bits.
Bacon
bits. She says, "I see you're getting lots of use out of bacon bits there."
Yes, we are.
And, you know, you're just lucky we don't bring the fart machine
There are so many stories you need to hear.
Us and our, to quote Belinda, us and our sophomoric humor.
That's right.
Yeah, right. We were hosting an award show. And before the award show, Belinda came up to us and says, "Can we keep the sophomoric humor to a minimum this year?"
No. Not happening.
And it turned out to be that was the last time we hosted that show.
Yeah, it was.
And that was on our request. If we can't be ourselves, we're not coming. All right.
And now Andy's a solo act.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, and I still do Harvey's Moon. And, you know, some people love it and other people, I had this feller come up and dress me down, said, "That is the most disgusting poem I have ever heard in my life. So inappropriate."
And you said,
"I don't care." Actually, I used a different word. I said, "I don't actually give a care."
Beep.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
I don't care.
We do have some fun.
We do. And
if you can't laugh, Shame on you.
You know what? And if it's offensive to you, just,
walk away.
Walk away. Yeah. That's what we do.
Yeah. Keep your mouth shut and walk away.
You don't have to be offended unless you want to be.
You got to give us permission.
It's a choice.
That's right.
Being offended is a choice. That's right.
But we had a blast this go around. Yes, I'm sorry.
I love the show.
Some of you folks didn't like it, but I did.
So stay tuned for next week.
Oh, you're really going to like it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, because you didn't tell me.
That's right.
Did too. So stay tuned.
I will.
Well, folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
Yep, clutch those pearls.